What's up, Soul Family? You guys have to forgive me. I am very much late. I expected to do a reading before we had this wolf blood moon yesterday. And so, yes, I too have the same issues or similar issues. I go through the same energetic attacks as well as accelerations that the rest of humanity experiences. And usually when that happens, I try to, you know, stay away from giving advice to others when I too am needing to heal some things. So I usually wait until I'm in a better mental space and then I come and I give my reading. So you have to excuse my breaks from the podcast, and they should be happening at least once a month. So I am very much behind the ball game here. I should have done something at least by January 6th, but yep. No need to stay in the past. Let's move forward. And I appreciate you guys being here. If you do not follow any of my social media sites, please go to Find Feminine Empress. You can find it anywhere. Just put in your Google and it will take you to everything that is Feminine, a part of the Feminine Empress brand. So I appreciate you guys. And we're going to get into this new reading. It's going to cover January 21st to January 31st. So the last 10 days of the month. All right. So y'all stay tuned. All right, so the main card that we're going to pull for the overall energy that's affecting us on a mass collective realm is going to be from the Ask Kabbalah deck. Again, those who follow this channel know that I try to integrate religious aspects into the spiritual world because I believe that they are both one in the same. I think that religion just kind of at this overtone that causes a lot of rhetoric, which is how we develop a million different types of religions. But they both have significance, which is why I use the Kabbalah deck, because it does talk about biblical principles, which can be used in and now. And so let's just jump straight into it. The first card that we got is the Mem card, which is the number 13 card. Let's talk about the number. 13 is the first thing that comes to mind when I see the number 13 is death and rebirth. So death of one way of being to bring into life a new you, who you are on a soul level once the ego conditionings have been broken down. Okay. So Mem is about the story of Miriam. And as we all know, a lot of the religious texts that are used in society, even to this day, does not celebrate the women who also fought the same plights as many of the men, and they get overlooked a lot of the time, which is why I'm kind of glad this card came up, because Miriam was an amazing woman. She had some of the same leader qualities as many people of the biblical times, like her brother Moses. And in this story, it talks about how Moses is in the process of freeing the slaves from Pharaoh. And at this time, Pharaoh had the rule of if you had more than one boy, that boy baby had to be killed or pretty much put out of the picture. And we all know that's because the Pharaoh had ego issues, and where he wanted to lessen his competition or opposition as well for his kingdom. And so because of this, many people were scared and they followed the king's rules. But Miriam was different. Miriam was very much into her truths. Miriam was about saying her truths, believing in her truths, standing in her truths, and letting it be known. And so Miriam at the time convinced her parents to overlook what the Pharaoh was saying and the rules that were given to the kingdom in which they live, and said, you know, don't allow this to not for you not to have a baby, have a baby. And boom, this is how Moses come into existence. So Moses is Miriam's baby brother, right? And so we all know the great story of Moses and how, you know, we still celebrate his greatness to this day. But let's I want to fixate on Miriam because we are living in the age of the rise of the divine feminine. And divine feminine is not a female, it's not a gender quality, it's characteristics of the feminine nature, which would be nurturing, unconditional love. Those are the two main things that pop in my head when I think of divine feminine in the rise and such. And Miriam was very in tune with her intuitive side. That was her ability. That was her gift. And because she believed in herself and into her gifts, she was able to bring about the change that the world was needed at that given time, which was Moses. Moses was supposed to bring about a new world, in which at that time he did. So when we think of the mem card comes to remind us of the leadership that we all naturally possess within us as soon as we tap in and turn on to that leadership. All right. So I appreciate y'all letting me take y'all down this little mind trip with the story of Miriam. So what we're going to do now is we're going to pull three cards from my Zen deck, which is a new deck for me. I'm trying something different today. So I'm going to pull three cards from the top, and then I'm going to start off with the card at the bottom of the deck as the overall energy. So give me a moment. I'll be right back. Alrighty, I am back. And the card that we have here is the stress card in the reverse at the bottom of the deck. So many of you guys are not seeing the possibilities in something. A lot of this is due to the conditioning of which this, the environment in which we are around has stifled our growth in something. But there's this call for rebirth that is needing to happen. And in order to tap into that, we have to start looking at the rebel-like ways of ourselves from the inside that is or had caused the stress to come about in the first place. Once we master that and see beyond the illusion of that, then we can then push forward in bringing about the new change or possibilities that we are wanting in this lifetime. All right, so that's the energy I'm getting from the card at the bottom of the deck. So we'll go ahead and get started with the first card from the top of the deck, which is going to be the integration card. Now, I like this card because I'm surprised this card isn't the card for the Gemini twin, but it's not. It's actually a major arcana, and it is the 14th card of the major arcana. 14, 1 plus 4 equals 5. 5 is all about changes. So the integration card, there's an eagle on the left card, right? So half of the card is pretty much red in color, and the eagle as well as the red is all about passion and authority and power, right? And then on the other half of the card, we have a swan. The swan is about purity and standing strong in our emotions. This is all about bringing in the yin and the yang, the female and the male, life and death. It is the union of such, right? So when we get the card of integration, it is a symbol of our self-creation, the creation of new life, a mystical union, and the power in such, all right? So a lot of us is in this energy, or was, or probably just coming out of this energy of mastering the yin and the yang of the two, so that we can, again, push forward in bringing our ideas into reality. So I wanted to do a clarifier for that, and I got the no thingness, not nothingness. It's spelled the same, but it's no dash thingness. And this card is all about understanding and embracing the state of pure potential that exists before what we want manifests. So it's being okay with not seeing what it is that we're wanting, but knowing that it's coming. and not allowing the conditioning of the influence that we get from our outside or our most immediate environment, and not allowing that to interfere with what we know to be our truth, and allowing that to grow. But again, this card is in the reverse. The no thingness card is in the reverse. So a lot of us are not doing that. A lot of us have been allowing the conditionings of the immediate environment around us to interfere in our growth in this area. Because what we're wanting to come to reality is also wanting us. But it's all about breaking down the conditionings that we have allowed into our space so that we can, again, push through and bring the things and the ideas that we have into a reality. So I think that's a good card to start on. And I guess we'll move on to card number two, and it's Clarifier. Alrighty, so the next card that we pulled is the Guilt card. Now, the Guilt card is the number 8 card of the clouds. And the clouds in this deck is about swords. So this is all of the things that go on a mental level for us. So guilt is really one of the most destructive emotions that we can find ourselves getting caught up into. For example, if we've wronged another person or gone against our own truth, then of course we feel bad, right? But to let ourselves be overwhelmed with guilt is inviting unnecessary migraines and headaches. So the question is, why do that? All right. When we allow ourselves to be surrounded by the misjudgment in clouds that sit in our mental space, pushes forward a lot of self-doubt and feelings of worthlessness to the point that we can't see any of the beauty and joy that is happening in our lives in a given moment. And when I look at this card, there's a lady where there's hands coming out of dark clouds, and it's like pulling at her brain and pulling at her hair, and it's driving her insane, when ultimately the power is within her to turn it off. And the only way to naturally and the only healthy way to get around the guilt that lives within us is to allow ourselves to heal. We have to accept and embrace those experiences that is pushing this feeling of guilt, because this feeling of guilt is only to accelerate you into the direction you're truly needing to go into. And the only way to get you to truly go into that direction is for you to see the wrong in a past action. So yes, it will bring along this feeling of guilt. But the guilt doesn't have to stifle where you're truly desiring to go in this given moment. You have to understand that you are absolutely okay as you are. And it is absolutely natural to go astray from time to time. We're humans. There is no perfect being on this planet. We are all subjected to trial and tribulation. We are all subjected to making mistakes in which we have to learn from. And that's all you have to do. Just learn from it. Move on and use the lesson not to make the same mistake again. That's the energy of the Guilt card. So I wanted to do a clarifier on the Guilt card, and I got the Creator. Now, the Creator card is pretty cool. It's the main colors here is, again, yellow and orange, creating this red glow. But this card is all about source. Where is your source coming from? Where does this peace reside? There's a Buddha in the middle of this card, right? And so the Buddha is all about mental mastery, mind mastery. And that's what this card comes to present us. The Zen master in this card has harnessed the energy of the fire and is able to use it for creation rather than destruction. So, with this clarifying the guilt again, this comes back to tell us that, hey, the mistake happened. Accept it. Embrace it. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't allow this to bring across self-doubt and worthlessness into your own energy space, because you had to go to this so that you can learn a lesson to apply in your future. And let's use this energy. Let's use the energy of going through this fire to create more beauty in our lives and not allow self-destruction or destruction in its entirety to come through. The Zen master in this car invites us to recognize and participate with him on the understanding that belongs to those who have mastered their passions without repressing them or allowing them to get destructive and out of balance. This card also comes to remind you that you and everyone that I'm speaking to right now is carrying a masterpiece that is hidden within you. But you're standing in your way. And the moment you let go of that guilt that is lingering in your mental space is the moment that you will be able to push forward and bring these ideas that live within your heart and within your soul and bring those into reality. This card is also the King of Wands or King of Fire in most decks. And the King of Fire tells us that anything that we undertake now with the understanding that comes from maturity, which requires some experience, guys, would bring enrichment into our own lives and into the lives of others. Using whatever skills you have, whatever you have learned from your own life experiences, it is now time to express yourself and to stand within that power and passion that naturally lives within you. Drop the idea of becoming someone because you're already a masterpiece. You cannot be improved. You have only to come to it, to know it, to realize it. God or the universe or whatever you look at as source has created himself in you. Accept yourself. Accept your past. Accept your mistakes. Embrace the guilt that it brings into you, into your mental space, because this is how you move forward in this game of life. The power is within. I like that. All right, so I'll be right back and we'll pull the third card and clarifier. All righty, guys. So the last card is the mind card. And this mind card is like the page of swords in most decks. So we got a lot of sword cards here. A lot of mental constraints that are blocking what we're truly desiring to come through. And when I look at the picture, all I see is a person, genderless, who is being polarized mentally by everything around them. And what we're being called to do at this given moment is to realize that our mind is meant to be a servant for us, not to control us. We control it. Okay? Everything that happens to us or around us or within our energetic space all began as a thought at some point. That is the power or the importance of mastering our self-talk, of embracing our mistakes and our accomplishments, and understanding that all of these experiences are a part of the whole. You can't take a piece of the whole and expect to make that a whole. It doesn't work like that. We have to allow the integration of the yin and the yang, of the good and the bad, of the of life and of death, and understanding that this is the totality of everything that is within us. Sometimes we need to shut ourselves off from the people, places, and things around us so that we can get down to the bottom line of what's blocking us passionately moving forward towards something that we are desiring. And the Page of Clouds is telling you that somebody, somewhere, is stuck in a head trap. Is it you? Are you allowing this head trap or head trip to block your progression forward towards what you're truly desiring? Are some of the things that you are needing to ask yourself in this given moment. Don't allow things to control where you're going. You are the one in control. You have to tap into your power source. The key word here is you. You. And if you don't tap into self-nurturing yourself, then you're always going to find yourself being walked over, taken advantage of, mistreated, and caught up in this feeling of guilt and worthlessness. The power is within you. So, I did do a clarifier for that card, and actually two cards came out, and we got the Playfulness card and the Dream. Now, the Playfulness card came upright, and it's a fire card as well. And this card is all about being a butterfly, you know, allowing yourselves to gain new wings, growing from the caterpillar into a butterfly. And the only way to do that is in a space of joy and peace and happiness, right? And ultimately, I believe this is what majority of you are wanting in this given moment. However, I think what's getting in the way of that, that's causing these polarizing of thoughts from outside sources, is the Dream card. And the Dream card is in reverse. Now, the Dream card is all about finding like that perfect person, a soulmate, you know, the one type of thing, real love. And it's in reverse. So a lot of us is in this space where we don't feel loved. We don't feel appreciated. We don't see the potential or the possibility of this coming through for us. And that's all because we're caught up into the conditionings of the past, of the things that have put us in a space of being afraid to passionately move forward towards what we want. And we're so caught up in the guilt that that brings that we can't see this dream coming to pass. There's someone out here for everyone. And we have to know that. I'm still left wanting more. So I'm going to pull a clarifier for that card. Why is the Dream card in reverse? Why is the Dream card in reverse? Okay, so I got the Rebel card. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the Rebel card is in this deck. For me, the Rebel card is like the Devil card in the traditional tarot. So a lot of us are tied into our addictions. You know, the things that keep us in a low vibrational space. Sometimes these low vibrational activities are a place of contentment for us because we know how to master things within this realm. And it's scary right now to step outside of that box. But the energy of all of these cards together is pushing you to accept that you have these low vibrational ways about yourself. We all got some type of vice in our life. You got people that want to stop smoking, they can't. You got people who got sexual addiction. I can love you. From taking center stage in their life. You got people that got gambling issues. I mean, the list goes on. But the underlying energy is understanding that in order for you to learn and grow and coming to a point of the death of who you were, so that you can step into the rebirth of who you are, is to acknowledge that these energies exist. Embrace those energies. Don't find yourself producing more guilt in your spiritual realm because those rebel-like ways exist within you or the people that's most immediate to your space. And instead, embrace that. Learn the lessons that come from this low vibrational ways of activity so that you can then live in the moment and be able to go with the flow of what life is trying to bring your way. But the only way of embracing what life is trying to bring your way is to accept that you are who you are. Your mistakes, your accomplishments, again, are all a part of the totality of who you are. And you cannot allow your low vibrational activities to block your future. You have to embrace that on a spiritual realm, so that you can bring in what it is that you are truly desiring. A lot of the times, in order to bring about a new world, we have to separate ourselves from participating in the old world. So ask yourself, are you still a master participant in the old ways of who you were? Are you ready to walk away from that? Is that really bringing you the joy that you're desiring? Because if you ask me, I say that it's allowing us to float in between two worlds. We got our foot in the purity of who we are, and we have another foot into the passion and authority that we have either allowed into our space and the mastery of such. And both worlds are fine if you're able to balance the two. The problem here is that it's causing a sense of schizophrenia and bipolar. And this doesn't allow for us to grow into who we truly are on a soul level. A lot of us are needing to have patience, though. Because without patience, you won't see the possibilities of what's trying to come in this given moment. And it is, and once we master having patience in whatever it is that we're desiring, the sense of laziness and the sense of not seeing the shattered glass that's sitting next to us, right? Because a lot of us have these mental ideas going on that things are a certain way. And I think this is a part of the head trip of the mind. A lot of us have an idea of what we're wanting, right? A lot of this is coming from an ego place, though, of what we think we want. And we're sitting in this and we're feeling all high and mighty and powerful. But literally, if we look to our left, we'll see that whole image shattering right before our eyes. But I do feel like a mass amount of you guys are starting to realize that these illusions that you created are not bringing forth what you're truly desiring on a soul level. And you're ripe. You're ready to grow. You are the butterfly ready for your wings. And the time is now. And I think a lot of you guys are ready to embrace that. A lot of you guys are finding the strength to walk away from these past live energies that exist, causing us to live in our low vibrational ways of being, which the universe is trying to urge us to let go. Embrace those mistakes, embrace those old ways of being, so that we can create a new world. That is the energy of the last 10 days of January. So let's push forward. We want to have a powerful 2019. I am going to do my best to stay consistent with at least producing one of these podcasts a month. subsiding, even if that means I need to subside my own emotional space, I will do what's necessary so that I can heal and be of service to the rest of the world, because I do feel like that is a part of my mission on this physical plane. So I appreciate y'all staying in tune with me. This is Femini Empress. And if you have not subscribed to this podcast, please do. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook. I do daily updates. I put up spiritual messages. I put up one day tarot readings. I put up information on astrology and the planetary movements, how it could be affecting us on an emotional level, things of that nature. So please subscribe to all of my outlets. We are family. We are one. All right. That's why I call y'all my soul family. And those who do regularly listen to me, it's your energy that I pull in on, you know? Don't get me wrong. There's probably other people that could benefit from this too. So please share there. If you ever have that inklet to share, there's probably someone in your energetic space that are needing to listen to these same messages. So anyways, I don't want to talk y'all ears off. I'm kind of happy that I'm able to do this in less than 30 minutes. But yeah, a breakthrough is about to come through for me and you guys. You guys just got to let go of the burdens, okay? That's keeping your mind split in two. Integrate the good with the bad, and let bygones be. The future is yours, and no one can get in the way of any of that but you. Because at the end of the day, the power is within you. I love y'all. Until the next time. Oh, if you guys need anything, personal readings, spiritual insight, lifestyle, life coaching needs, please reach out to me at FeminiEmpressTarot@gmail.com. That's FeminiEmpressTarot@gmail.com. All right, guys. I love y'all. And until next time, peace.